Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, I want to go across the world now to this other story, which is intriguing. It reminds me of this John Ronson book I was telling you about recently about, because it's so you've been publicly shamed, about people who make mistakes and get caught and they're descended upon rightly or wrongly. Well, there's somebody who's been caught out for and deserved to be, which is a story that's been getting a lot of attention in the last few weeks. Her name is Belle Gibson. Belle Gibson, which is a very odd name in its own right, given the famous actor who she has nothing to do with. And she was is a young Australian wellness guru. There's two words that would send a shiver down my spine, to be honest with you. Guru and wellness. And she's been accused of lying about her health in order to make her fortune. Let's talk to Marie Madden from her.ie. Marie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well now, Belle Gibson is who or what? She's 23 years old.
Yeah, well, there's even a bit of doubt over her age at this point.
And her name,
Well, they haven't started on the name yet, but basically, Belle Gibson is a 20-something wellness blogger. She's based out of Brisbane in Australia. And at around August 2013, she launched this app called The Whole Pantry. And she launched an online community around it. And her claim was that she had been diagnosed with terminal cancer and that she managed to basically put it on hold by making changes to her lifestyle, that traditional therapies hadn't worked, but she'd made changes to her diet, like eliminating dairy and gluten, and she tried alternative therapies, and it basically put the cancer on hold. And obviously people thought, wow, that's amazing, and the app was a huge success, got hundreds of thousands of downloads, and she released a cookbook off the back of that as well, so launched this huge wellness career for herself.
The app not only got obviously gazillions of downloads, but didn't Apple plan to include the app on their smartwatch, which would mean that it would be automatically there, and you're into countless of millions of people looking at it.
Yeah, and they flew her over for the launch. Again, it was to be included as a default app. It would have launched her career into a whole other level of numbers at that stage, but obviously I think kind of fell apart in the last couple of months after people started asking questions, and the whole thing has fallen apart now at this stage.
How did it all unravel? Where was she caught? What was her one lie too far?
Well, there had been a bit of worry over some of the claims that she'd made, and one of the things that she had maintained throughout her career was that she was donating a large proportion of the profits that she was making to different charities, and she'd name-checked these particular charities online. Now, newspaper interviews started checking out, basically seeing had these been made, and it subsequently turned out that the charities, some of them didn't know that she was fundraising on their behalf, other ones hadn't received the money that she had said. She made a claim at one point that $300,000 had been donated, but it turned out that only 7,000 had, and a couple of thousand of that had only been donated after the questions had started to be raised. So at that point, people started to look a bit more into her own background, and it turned out that nothing had been substantiated as regard to her health either.
Yeah, well, everyone presumed, obviously, that no one would have the spine or the gumption to try it on with cancer and say that they are a cancer sufferer, victim, whatever you want to call it. So she remained unchecked until they followed the money. And they land at her door. And how did the medical aspect of the story unravel then?
Well, again, she's been kind of firefighting for the last couple of months. There's been very different stories coming out. So, again, initially she had said that she had terminal cancer. She said that spread to different areas of her body. And then even last July, she posted to Instagram to say that it had spread again. And again, questions were raised after that, and she basically firefighted them by saying that she had been misdiagnosed by several doctors. And again, the more questions have been asked, it's basically emerged. And this week she did an interview with the Australian Women Weekly where she admitted that she'd basically made the whole thing up.
So she was found out to the point that they kept banging at her door until she had to admit,
questions were asked, and basically, she had said that she would issue an open letter on her website. She didn't do that, but she sat down for an interview this week and said that none of it was true. She hasn't really given a straight answer for why she made up the claims, whether it was purely from business motivation or, again, she has said that she had a difficult childhood and that that may have been a contributing factor, but that's cold comfort to a lot of the people who have been following her career and for the last couple of years, and especially the cancer community and people who've been affected by cancer, because they're very angry that she might have been discouraging people from getting traditional remedies through her claims.
Yeah, I know, but I suppose when you're, some people are always looking for alternatives to reality, and that's what Belle Gibson would seem to be offering. But she's a complete fraud. She was selling her snake oil, making a fortune, and now she's what? Is she complete? Is she a joke? Is she a sad figure? Is she a wretched creature now?
All of the above, I think, yeah. At this point. Yeah, Penguin have suspended publication of her book. Apple have ditched the app. You can no longer download it in the App Store. And people are looking at the company to see if there's any money left there. And if there are, it will go to the charities it was promised. But it looks as if basically the majority of the money is spent and that the company itself isn't going to make a profit. And weirdly enough, she's not apologetic about it. Like, you'd expect someone who had been shown to be a complete fraud to be begging for forgiveness and admitting that they were wrong. But she's come out and she's basically said, you know, it's a complex situation and that she's worked it really hard every day to raise up this online community, and that she wants people to treat her with some level of respect and humility, that she just came up and made this statement because it was a responsible thing to do. But she's basically defending
she is
her
deluded.
Actions and said that she still made a difference to people's lives and right. that she wants people to recognise that she's human.
Right, now that sounds like a deluded person at their worst. So the media, of course, shouldn't be too shy from claiming some responsibility for being so irresponsible by just taking her at face value. This is a problem, I suppose, with the kind of the online world and the demand for immediate gratification, and people aren't checking sources, checking facts and doing their homework these days as much. I mean, let's face it, you got a free run from lazy journalism.
Pretty much. Again, she's been given awards, she's been given profiles, and again, it's not until a few questions started being raised that people started to look into her background, and most particularly her book publisher. You would imagine that they might have done a bit more due diligence around that.
You would think.
But apparently not.
All right. Well, look, thanks so much for that. Marie, if you were ever to get married, right?
Right.
Would you wear...
Probably a long way down the line, I think.
Well, hey, listen, I've met you before. It's not going to be that long. I want to ask you, would you wear a dress from Tesco on your wedding day that cost 100 quid, or would you be too snobby about it? And it's a beautiful dress.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, to be honest. I'm always absolutely gobsmacked that people spend a couple of grand on a dress.
Yeah.
I'd much rather spend it on a holiday or...
Yeah, put that money into the honeymoon. Go on the Orient Express.
Yeah, go lie on a beach in Hawaii. You're never going to wear a ball gown again unless you're a real exhibitionist and like to walk down Grafton Street in it. But yeah, no, give me the Tesco dress. I'm all over it.
All over it. Because you can't wear a cocktail in on the beach in Hawaii, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
you have memories from the holiday.
Yeah.
And most of those big, massive dresses, people don't even wear them these days for the evening of the ceremony. They wear them for the church and then they have an evening dress. So, no, I think it's a great move.
Would you wear...
And I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of people who's going to disagree with me on that one.
Yeah, but that's fair enough. That's what we do. But would you wear... Okay, so somebody texted in from TK Maxx, who works at TK Maxx. They said, we have monsoon wedding dresses. I don't know what that means, a monsoon wedding dress.
It's a
label.
Oh, sorry. Or high street brand, yeah.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Oh, it's a monsoon, the shop on Grafton Street. Okay. They're selling for $26.99. Would you wear that?
It depends on the dress, really.
Of course it does.
Yeah. $26.99 maybe would be a little bit cheap.
It sounds highly flammable.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And people light candles at weddings. It could just turn out very badly altogether.
Try wearing the monsoon dress out in the smoking section. That'll be fun.
Yeah, no, maybe we'll go to the 100 just to be safe.
Yeah, just... and then the cocktails on the beach. Gotcha. Marie,
exactly.
Thank you for that. Sorry for taking you off the beaten track there, but appreciate your opinions on both stories this morning.
No worries.
All right, take
thank
it
you.
Easy. Bye.
Bye.
That's Marie Madden from her.ie. It's 9:20. The text is 51552.